Welcome to the Leftovers Podcast on WGR550.com and on demand audio. Derek Kramer,
Frank Curry.
We got you every Wednesday and Sunday with the podcast. Thanks as always for listening. And time now, Frank, for the most ambitious project we have ever thought of. And the weather decided to kick us in the shin for a moment.
It did.
Well, I mean,
we do something ambitious, and then I'm gonna mess this up for you.
I'm gonna mess up a little bit on you here. So we have a roundtable mock draft, and it's still happening. Pete Cargis,
yes, sir,
hanging out with us here,
mm-hmm.
And of course we were gonna have Nate Geary in here for this as well, but he has no power. He's locked in to his home.
I think he's just being soft, to be honest with you. I mean, if I know one thing about Nate, he's got that quarterback mentality.
Oh,
I can't even get out of his own gate.
Oh, man. Mm. So Nate's stuck at the gates. We got Mike Jafari, though, hanging out with us for the second straight week. This time...
Is this because I saved the day in trivia last week?
Yes, there you go. That's exactly why.
Mm. All right.
It has nothing to do with the fact that you can't go home.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah, Mike lives in Batavia, so it's a bit of a drive for him. And, well, it's worse out there than it is here.
Yeah, Batavia.
So...
I actually am from 20 minutes out from Batavia. Closer to Pete's old neck of the woods in Brock. Well,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I'm not even going to describe where
I am. All right, long story short, Mike has a hike, and the ice won't let it happen.
No.
So so there is that. All right, so Nate Geary is now playing advisor to Mike Jafari here today. So Nate is with us in spirit.
Right.
In this roundtable mock draft, and without further ado, here's how it's going to go down. Guys, the ground rules are this. Minute 30 for your picks. Frank, I'm going to need you to get a timer out.
I got my phone.
Get your phone. Get a stopwatch out for it. Minute 30
for each. Does anybody
ever
even use a stopwatch anymore? Are those still a thing?
No.
I don't think they make them anymore.
No, I don't think they do. So, no, I mean... NFL scouts have them, right?
Oh, that's true. Well, they don't just use your iPhones for that?
Yeah, now you can just use your phones for that. But I'd imagine it's a lot quicker to just click a button than just tapping.
Yeah, it looks cooler. You know, you get that. You can't see what we're doing right now.
You get that ticka-ticka.
Yeah,
ticka-ticka.
Anyways.
Just like that. Anyways, the teams that are assigned to each of us, okay? 8 picks a person. Nate/Mike, they have 2 Browns picks. They have 2 Browns picks. The 49ers, the Redskins, the Chargers, the Bengals, the Titans, and the Jaguars to finish up their draft there.
You can call our team Jafari.
Jafari. Ah. I like it. Team Jafari there.
All right.
I got the short end of the stick. I got the Patriots. 2 picks there. And then I've also got, however, the second most interesting pick in this draft. Maybe even the most. I've got the Giants at pick number 2. Colts, Raiders, Packers, Seahawks, and Falcons. Pete is the only one to get 8 picks in this.
I want to thank you for that, by the way, because that's less research I have to do, so I appreciate that.
So Pete has 8 teams to look at.
Research? It's just,
wow. Technically speaking.
So he's got the Jets, the Bucks, the Dolphins, the Cardinals, the Cowboys, the Panthers, the Saints, and the Vikings. Pete might be enemy number 1 by the end of this mock draft for Bills fans.
Good.
Speaking of the Bills, Frank has got them doubled up, you lucky little butt. The Broncos, Bears, Ravens, Lions, Steelers, and Eagles. So without further ado, Team Jafari is up on the clock here at pick number 1. So,
the consensus number 1 between Nate and I was we agreed that Josh Allen is the best quarterback in this draft.
Oh my God, you trolls.
We are going to take Josh Allen out of Wyoming, number 1. Go Browns. Wow.
So Josh Allen going number 1 overall, that kind of puts me in a spot. Frank, you got the timer, right?
Yep.
All right.
Timer's
going. So the Giants have publicly said if Sam Darnold's on the board, they have to take him. I'm taking calls right now. If you've got something, Bills, you might want to say ring, ring. And you've got a minute.
Ring, ring.
Uh-oh. We've got a trade alert. We got Chris Berman going.
This is Giants. Who dis?
This is Bean.
All right, what do you want?
12, 22, 53, 65, next year's second for 2.
Well, done. Done? That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Let's run that back again. What do we got here?
I make that move because I feel like that's a price that the Bills are going to have to pay to get up to two.
All right. So it's, again, to recap, you said 12, 22, 53, 65.
Yes.
And next year's second round pick.
Yes.
That means you still have a selection in the second round. You still have a selection in the third round. Good job, Frank. I'm okay with that. When
we do our seven-round mock later today, then he'll have.
I would have held out for more personally.
I don't know about that. That's a lot. All right, so trade Bills, Frank.
I'm gonna burn down. If I'm a Giants fan, I'm burning down the building.
Yeah, that's rough. I mean,
thanks for making me now have 9 picks.
You're welcome.
Giants fans, do you want to trade at this point if you're a Giants fan?
Yeah, that's.
I don't.
I would. I mean,
I don't. If Darnold's there, absolutely not.
I agree with Mike. I don't think you do.
Then again, I mean, the Giants have made moves based on the fact that they're trying to probably build around Eli for another year.
Yeah.
So a better move for them would be to stay at 2 and take Barkley.
All right.
I mean, a running back to help them.
However, you gave me something I didn't want to refuse. That's a lot of picks.
That's true.
So you're up.
And I feel like that's what the Bills are going to have to do to get up to 2.
Make your pick.
With the second pick, Buffalo Bills select Josh Rosen.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, what is the Bills' reason for Rosen over any of the other guys?
Who's got Jets? Pete?
I'm on the clock.
Yeah, Pete's on the clock. I think the reasoning behind Josh Rosen, he is my QB1.
Okay.
And I think Frank seems to subscribe to that as well.
I've thought he was been QB1 since like October.
You had the pick of the batch, basically, because I know you and I don't want Josh Allen. So. Yeah. All right, so Pete is up cue. So here's the next quarterback off the board.
Oh, we don't know
that. And Sam Darnold's hanging out at pick 3.
Look, I think it's pretty obvious. I mean, you take a look at the Jets going into the season, into the college season. I remember the first USC game I saw this year, there was a guy with a Darnold jersey at the USC game. Darnold Jets jersey, I should say, at the USC game. If he's there at 3, there is no doubt in my mind this is why the Jets made this trade. They wanted to get up and get their guy. I assume they had Darnold number 1 on their board. I'm taking Darnold at 3 here.
All right, 3 quarterbacks, 3 picks. So that means the Browns are up.
Back
they're
up at four.
Pick 4.
Make some calls, guys.
So
we're listening.
All right. Well, we've got a minute and a half. I'm thinking
Dolphins or Cardinals. Come on, guys.
That would
Baker
be,
Mayfield is here.
That would both be Pete.
Oh man,
that would both be Pete.
Yeah, I can't even keep track.
Yeah, we're staying put.
Nobody's moving up, huh?
No one's moving. I think the reasoning might just be that Mayfield might be able to start slipping here for the Dolphins.
Okay, well.
We'll see, though.
He wants...
Bradley Chubb, Saquon Barkley, both still on the board.
Chubb still being on the board, to me, is crazy at 4. I mean,
50
just,
seconds,
I get it because it's quarterback, but him still being there would be wild.
I'm texting him. I mean, I know he wanted Barkley, but I don't think this makes sense because if I was a Browns fan, I probably burned... facility down too.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chubb makes a lot of sense for them, but
they just took the pass rusher last year.
They
though.
Did take the pass rusher last
but
year.
Did you pair
here.
That up, Garrett and Chubb? Good lord!
Yeah, I think
that's your clowny JJ Watt situation.
You gotta like the idea. That's terrifying, of Barkley, though.
Yeah, I do. Well, Nate is my scout here is banging on the door and yelling at me, Barkley, 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 with an and he put an explanation point at the end of it. I feel like I'm not as enthusiastic about it to go otherwise. So we're gonna go Saquon Barkley.
All right, Saquon Barkley there at pick 4. So okay. Frank is back up after trading up into this. Mm. I have yet to make a pick.
Yeah.
So you're the Broncos, Frank.
I am the Broncos.
Baker Mayfield's hanging out.
Mayfield's there. So is Chubb. Now it is available for trade.
I mean, if I'm the Broncos, I see Baker Mayfield there personally. I'm taking him.
But it is available, though.
What is the Broncos quarterback situation?
We might be ringing.
Keenum?
Yes, we might be ringing. Lynch. We might be ringing here if you guys are the Broncos, right?
What do we have?
What do you got? Which team?
We would be the Redskins.
Washington. What do you got?
What does Washington have?
We're not. I misread that text.
Okay. That was a prank call.
Yeah, that was a prank call.
Dan Snyder.
We got. Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder couldn't help himself. He picked up the phone, then he hung up really fast.
I thought Albert Haynesworth was on the board still.
Yeah, yeah. All right, never mind. Go make your pick, Broncos. All right.
Yeah.
If I had the Dolphins or Cardinals, I'd definitely be giving you calls, but it appears they're not.
Denver will make their pick, and it will be Baker Mayfield.
Quarterback Baker Mayfield. That means...
Board.
4 quarterbacks in the top 5.
Mayfield in Denver.
Mayfield in Denver behind Case Keenum. Actually, and they've been tied to that team, that quarterback,
it
that
makes
player.
A ton of sense.
They've been tied to each other since the Senior Bowl.
It makes a ton of sense.
Like, John Elway pulled some strings for the Senior Bowl so that their coaches can coach Baker Mayfield and get an extended look on him.
Yeah.
So it makes enough sense. Finally, I get my own selection that I'm not going to trade out of. I am the Colts. I already refused to trade down further than pick six before this. I am making my selection, and Bradley Chubb has fallen into my lap.
Wow.
For the Colts?
Yeah, yep. This is a no-brainer. I'm already typing in Bradley Chubb to the Colts, and if you're a Colts fan, that's a dream come true.
Yeah.
The fact that you moved down to six and you still got probably the best defensive player in this draft, hands down. All right, so we're over to Pete in Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, the yucks. Tampa Bay, Buccaneers. Who's still on the board here? Well, we want to go defense, offense. What are we looking at? And again, I've said this before. My research and the draft comes from August until December. I don't look at a whole lot. I don't look at a lot of mock drafts. I have a perspective from the guys that played on Saturdays. With that said, I am going to go Derwin James.
The strong safety, from Florida State.
I say the second best defensive player in this draft, Derwin James is.
Derwin James is a really solid player, and I think Minka Fitzpatrick has something to say about that, but I think he's going to play corner.
Mm-hmm.
And so Derwin James is easily the best safety in this draft, best pure safety. Yep. And
guy stays in Florida. You know, he's a playmaker. The Bucs defense was not good last year. Their offense is, you know, they've got some playmakers, but their defense not very good.
Number eight, the Chicago Bears, Frank, busy at the top of the round.
Mm-hmm. Now, with the Bears, I was debating on whether it's an offensive player or to try to build around Trubisky or help that defense a lot more.
Isn't that the only way you can go, either offense or defense?
Well, I'm trying to debate on which.
Is there an Aguayo brother out there that
can do? I'm trying to debate on what you want to do for the Bears.
You got that big old guard out there still.
Yeah. Quentin Nelson's hanging out.
That'd
Quentin
be a good Nelson's pick to protect there.
Him. Yeah, that's the guy, Quentin Nelson.
Quentin Nelson. Frank's just going BPA.
Yep.
Niners are next, right?
Yes.
Okay, and Raekwon Smith.
Let's speed this around.
Oh, you jerk. The Raiders are angry at you right now. So we got Quentin Nelson, and now, very quickly, Roquan Smith, a personal favorite of mine.
Yeah, this guy's a tackling machine.
This guy is amazing.
He was who I was thinking of, too, for the Bears.
Yeah.
But I think that if Nelson's there at eight, you have to take him.
All right, well, then I'm just going to go with Minka Fitzpatrick there for the Raiders. Anything defense for this team, I'm taking.
Oh, yeah, they were terrible on defense.
They were terrible on defense, and I was just hoping Roquan Smith was going to fall to me there at 10. It turns out that's not the case. Miami with Pete hanging out there. There's no quarterbacks from the top four that you wanted that are there anymore. Lamar Jackson, Mason Rudolph, the best ones available there now. I'm suspecting Miami's not going to be taking a quarterback here at 11, though.
No, we're not going to take a quarterback. Tannehill and then I forgot Cutler was their quarterback last year, so he doesn't really count. I think the Dolphins, they lost Landry, so let's take the best receiver on the board. We're going to go Calvin Ridley.
Ooh.
Calvin Ridley from Alabama. Yeah. Nice pick there. For Pete and the Miami Dolphins.
Me personally, I'm not convinced he's going to be a great NFL wide receiver. But, you know, I think that he's the consensus number one in this draft. So for a draft that's not really high on receivers as it is.
All right, so pick 12 here. The Giants, it's me now. It's not the Bills. The Bills gave me two picks in the first round here. And unfortunately for the Giants, a little less in terms of talent hanging around nowadays.
Could have had your Chubb at two. Didn't want him.
I could have had it, but Frank gave me a lot of picks here, and I'm going to go with my cornerback one. I think that Minka Fitzpatrick is a great utility piece. I don't think he's the best pure corner in this draft, though. I'm taking Jaire Alexander in this case, and I'm shipping Eli Apple out tomorrow.
Yeah, and his mom, too.
Exactly, so I'm done. I'm fed up. I'm taking cornerback one here. Jaire Alexander from Louisville is going to be my selection for the Giants at pick 12. So, Nate,
G-Fari.
Team G-Fari, pick 13, Washington.
Washington.
Oh, boy. We have no idea here, do we?
He was kind of texting me. He's like, I have no idea what we're going to do for Washington. And I have an idea what they should do.
What do you got?
Well, I think one of those two quarterbacks is kind of intriguing. This is a team that just traded for Alex Smith. They really got nothing there. How much is what's Alex Smith's shelf life? I don't know how long he could be there. There's two guys that you could possibly groom there. I'm thinking one of those two guys would be a pretty good pick. They're a team that probably should start over.
I mean, a team that does need some wide receivers. You've got the likes
of
DJ Moore. You've got
55 seconds.
Amongst others, DJ Moore being one of my favorite receivers in this draft, a lot of people's favorite receiver in this draft. Other receivers, Christian Kirk, Cortland Sutton, James Washington, all kind of on that board there as well, but I think a little soon for each of them. But, you know what? No, there's not enough time to try to pull off a trade here.
33 seconds.
33 seconds. Well, yeah. He's not getting back to me here.
Oh,
so.
Boy.
So let's do this. I think what we are going to do here
is... some defensive line help. Vita Vey is still on the board.
Yeah.
He's still on the board.
You got to say his full name.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I'm not... Nope.
Who do you guys like better, Rudolph or Jackson?
Hey, it's your call.
It's your call.
Let's see here. Well, I'm going to go with the upside here, and I think we are going to go... Let's go one of the QBs here. We're going to go Jackson, higher ceiling.
Lamar Jackson.
Just in time, too.
Team Jafari trolling everything now as Lamar Jackson goes pick 13, now sitting behind Alex Smith.
Yep.
So for Pete in Arizona, they're shaking their fists.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate there. Green Bay hanging out at pick 14.
You should have called us for a trade.
I
thought about it.
Why didn't you? We would have done it.
I didn't have your number.
Oh.
Bill Belichick was looming around for a moment there, actually.
Why didn't he?
With two first-rounders, unfortunately. I just thought there wasn't enough time to pull it off. So, pick 14, Green Bay. Defensive tackle Vita Vea is still hanging out there, and the Packers could always use some defensive line help on the front seven as well, especially Vita Vea, the pick there. So now I move to 15, and Pete with Arizona.
Arizona, I am going to go with who I feel is the best corner in the draft, Josh Jackson.
Out of Iowa. I respect that.
Best playmaking ball hawk. I watched him a lot this year. He had three picks against Ohio State. First play of the game, he had a pick six. He is nasty. He's got an eye for the ball, so I like him. Iowa. Or Arizona. The Cardinals got him.
Cardinals, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's a solid pick, though, for the Cardinals, getting Josh Jackson out of Iowa, one of the better corners in this draft.
Not Frank, to be confused with Joshua Jackson, who played Charlie Conway.
Yes, of course. No Frank hanging out there at pick 16 with the Ravens.
Yes.
And seeing Lamar Jackson going in front of their faces as well.
I don't think Baltimore panics that much. They need other help on offense.
Ring, ring.
Ring, ring.
Hi, it's Bill Belichick. Oh, hang on. This is Bill Belichick from the New England Patriots. I want to make a trade with you.
What's your offer?
I will give you pick 22 as well as a selection in the second round that belongs to the San Francisco 49ers.
Mm.
First and a second, early in the second there, to try to jump up to 16 from 22.
No deal.
No deal.
No deal. Baltimore stays at 16.
Baltimore hates the Patriots enough.
Baltimore hates the Patriots that much. And they will take Darius Guice from LSU.
Nice.
Guice?
Darius Guice.
Guice, sorry.
It's all right.
Darius Guice. Seriously.
He's Guice. Yeah. They need a running back in the worst way.
He is a house,
If not for Saquon Barkley, he is easily number one running back on this board. The guy is fantastic. So... that's a great pick there. So, Los Angeles Chargers, that means Team Jafari is hanging out again here at pick 17.
Nate just got out of the bathroom and he loves the Lamar Jackson pick.
Nice. Thank God we got that first piece of information.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Fantastic. Well, we're debating over two guys here.
What do we got?
Well, first, anybody want to make a call? Anybody want a quarterback?
I'm trying to think about it with New England here.
Why doesn't New England give us a call?
I'm ringing you up here. This is Bill Belichick. This is Bill Belichick with the New England Patriots. I will offer you pick 22 as well as a selection in the second round, moving up a couple of spots.
Is it 23?
You're gonna give us both your first round picks?
No, I'm giving you 23, as well as a selection in the second round.
The Niners selection.
The Niners selection in the second round, early on.
Which would be the ninth pick in the second round.
Ninth pick in the second round.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You got a minute.
He's got to communicate it with his scouting department out there.
Yep. Let's see what my scout says. I like it. And you know what? We didn't do enough trades, so I'm gonna just over. I think I'm gonna do it, and I'm gonna let New England develop their quarterback so Mason Rudolph can fight it out with Rosen and Darnold in the division for years to come. Yeah, it'll make things interesting. Let's do it.
All right, we're gonna make the trade.
Wait. No. I want a third too.
Oh.
Ooh, you want a third round pick?
You're gonna haggle with Bill Belichick?
Yeah, I am.
No deal.
Belichick wants his guy. He's getting his guy. He may not be at this draft, but 3 years from now.
We'll give you a fourth back.
Okay. All right, let's do it. All right, trade Patriots. And the Patriots will select Mason Rudolph to avoid any sort of difficulties getting him. I was worried that 15 was going to be a problem. 16 was going to be a problem. But I'm securing my guy right now for New England to try to help torment Bills fans forever.
Is that six quarterbacks in the first 17 we've got now?
Yes. We got six quarterbacks in 16 picks, actually.
Wow. Yikes.
There it is.
Although, I could definitely see that happening.
Yeah, six picks in 17 picks. So, yes. All right, so there it is.
That was fun.
Yeah, do we go home now or what? Is that it? Is that the draft?
So, the Dolphins,
there we
go.
So that's it. We're done.
No, oh, hey, it me. I'm
so
back
the,
up.
So the Dolphins are the only team that didn't take a quarterback in the AFC East.
It's me, the Seahawks, and I'm thrilled right now that offensive tackle Mike McGlinchey is hanging out at pick 18 for the Seahawks.
That was going to be our pick.
Their line was terrible last year, Seahawks. That's a good pick.
The Seahawks need O-line. Mm-hmm. Here's what I have for my needs for the Seahawks. O-line, more O-line, corner, safety, maybe a little bit more help out there at wide receiver or running back.
Yeah, they had no running game, partly because their line was terrible. But yeah. I think Russell Wilson was their leading rusher last year.
Their line is awful. Any sort of offensive line help that the Seahawks can get, I'm giving it to them. Pete with Dallas.
Oh, this there. One. I've got a great. This is such a Cowboys guy, too.
Oh, boy.
So they lose Dez Bryant, and you know they're looking at wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And my guy out of Texas A&M, Christian Kirk, who I think is one of the best wide receivers in this draft class. The guy's got hands. He's got speed. It may be a little bit of a reach, some people might say, but I think he's a Texas guy. He's going to Dallas. Christian Kirk.
I think you're hating yourself because at 24, Carolina's probably thinking, dang it, that was one of our targets there.
Yep.
Sitting at 24. Frank, pick 20 with the Detroit Lions.
What do they need?
Stuff?
Yeah, lots of stuff.
Honestly, strangely enough, linebacker Tremaine Edwards out of Virginia Tech, he's falling right now.
Still there.
Denzel Ward's still there.
Denzel Ward, the corner out of Ohio State, is still hanging out there.
That's who I'm looking at, and that's who I'm going to take for the Lions, Ward.
All right, so corner Denzel Ward.
They need corner.
Not enough defensive tackles going either, and the Cincinnati Bengals might be able to fix that. You've got the likes of Daron Payne. You've got, hang on, let's see here. Taven Bryan out of Florida. Mm-hmm. There's some big bodies that could still get moved out around here. And Maurice Hurst out of Michigan as well. Corners like Mike Hughes still on the board there as well. Denzel Ward just going. There's a lot of linemen in this that really could keep moving here.
Well, the linemen aren't fun.
Linemen aren't fun, but at the same time, there's sometimes things where it's obvious.
Yeah.
So the Bengals up here, Team Jafari, throwing the wrench into everything by giving Washington, of all teams, Lamar Jackson.
He's naming a couple of guys here.
All right, what does he got?
Let's see. The scout is pounding on the door for a couple names here, and no, he's gone. He's like, I can't believe McGlinchey's still there. I don't think he saw that text when I sent him. Yeah.
Well. All right, so what's he banging on the table for?
I don't know if he knows if that's the Bengals pick, but he loves the idea of Sutton, but I don't know if he loves that for the Bengals.
I don't think
he would like that for the Bengals.
Cortland Sutton, probably not a great idea.
He's too similar to A.J. Green, if you're like.
Right, so I don't know if he would really like that pick there. Okay, you know what? This is interesting. I'll take it. We're going to go with Hernandez here.
Aaron Hernandez?
Yeah.
I don't know if he's available.
Yes. Guard Will Hernandez.
They need a tight end because, Eifert's gone. Well, actually, Hernandez is gone, too.
Yeah.
So,
well, he's gone.
Gone permanently, So
he will not be drafted.
Yeah, we probably should edit that part out.
Yeah, we might. Guard Will Hernandez from UTEP going to the Cincinnati Bengals at pick 21. Frank, it's not you. It's me.
It's
the Giants.
You.
It me.
It's you.
The Giants hanging out there at the pick, and I think I'm going to go ahead and take a look here at my board, and you know what? I might go ahead and do something else here.
Oh, I'm not
there. Saquon Barkley was a selection opportunity at pick two for the Giants.
Yeah.
But why not? Why not here try to get someone else? And I'm looking here, and I'm seeing Nick Chubb and Sony Michel. I'm thinking, why not? I've got one of these guys. I've got more picks in the second round.
You got to make sure you take the right one, though.
Make sure to take the right one. I'm going with Sony Michel.
I think that's the right call.
Sony Michel here at pick 22 for the Giants means they get some solid players. They get more here. They get a corner in Jair Alexander. They get a running back in Sony Michel. They got more picks in the second round than you can name anymore. So Sony Michel there. And now I traded pick 23 from the Patriots. That's Team Jafari right there with the Los Angeles Chargers.
That's right. So the Chargers are up here?
Chargers are up here.
Chargers are up.
Okay. So we are up as Chargers. Mm.
Tremaine Edwards, Mike Hughes, Rashawn Evans, some of the best guys that I could think of right now. Daron Payne, a big body for a 3-4 defense.
I think Nate's enjoying this draft more than us because his responses are, wow, I can't believe he's there. Oh, can't believe it. This is exciting. What a steal. Like, man, this is fake.
But, Nate is loving this.
He gets into it. Yeah. You know, you got to respect
that. That's why I wish he was here for this.
That's right. Well,
thank you, weather.
Well, he is thrilled that the Chargers moved down because it looks like they're going to take a guy here.
Leighton Vander Esch, a linebacker that
might says take Edmonds.
Tremaine Edmonds.
So I think so he's pretty surprised. He would have taken him, you know, a little earlier, but we moved back and still got our guy. So
Los
Angeles Chargers are pretty excited.
That's a win on the draft board. The Los Angeles Chargers getting Tremaine Edwards, the linebacker out of Virginia Tech. Yep. 24, Pete with the Carolina Panthers.
Looking at the Panthers here, they lost their boy Star to the Bills. And I see a big old defensive lineman there that's ready to be scooped. So I'm going to take another Bama guy and get Daron Payne to the Carolina Panthers.
Very
also
solid.
Caught a touchdown last year, if you remember that.
Very nice.
Offensive pass interference play. But Daron Payne.
Daron Payne going there. So Team Jafari, you're busy again as it's pick 25 with the Titans.
Oops, I've been texting this to the wrong person. Payne, you got to give me a second here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's great. That's fantastic. You're texting the wrong scout.
Yep. Give you a 10-second pause.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this person is really confused. He goes, what the heck are you talking about?
Well done. Well done.
Okay, so, you know, as the Titans, you know, there's multiple ways you can go. To be honest with you, I kind of don't pay attention after the Bills picks because,
just
a casual kind of
guy.
So, you know, the Titans, they went to the playoffs last year. They got a they got to start quarterback.
They won a playoff game last year.
They won it.
I
have no idea how that happened.
Thanks, Chiefs.
Marcus Mariota.
You know what? I think I'm going to make the pick here, dude. Who's our number one wide receiver right now?
Corey Davis. He was drafted last year.
Corey Davis.
But he was hurt a lot last year.
He was hurt last year. I mean, and there's still a lot of potential with him.
Derek Mason's still around there.
I would.
And I know Nate was kind of pounding the table for this guy, and I think that'd be pretty cool to pair him up with Corey Davis.
So you're looking at Cortland Sutton here.
We are looking at Sutton here. We are looking hard. Is Vita Vey available, he is asking.
No, he is not. He was taken back at pick 14, thanks to me.
Pick at 14, okay.
Yeah.
So
Green Bay's got him.
So Green Bay has got Vita Vey. And how much time do I have?
10 seconds.
Well, it's harder with the phone communication.
It was harder with I gave you a little extra time with the phone stuff.
You did.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, to fix that.
Yeah.
All right.
It's hard. We'll give you leeway. Team Jafari has to communicate on something, that's fine.
Yeah, he gets some leeway.
You get some leeway, the two of you
do.
You got a little time. While we talk about this, though, I mean, some of the better players that are on the board, a guy like Cortland Sutton is a personal favorite of mine. Guard, I say a win out of Georgia, but the Titans don't need any offensive line
help.
They
do not need an offensive line. That is one of their strong
suits. They do need some help in their front seven, though, with the defense. Leighton Vander Esch, Sam Hubbard, a couple of linebackers that you can look at there. Harold Landry, the pass rusher out of Boston College. another idea there as well.
My boy, Obanaya Okoronkwo.
Yes.
From Oklahoma. I love him.
Obanaya Okoronkwo is a very fun
one. We're
going to
go with the best player on our board, and we do think Sutton is, and I think that'd be pretty freaking cool.
All right.
To have both him and Davis if they both pan out.
Yeah,
you want to? You have a good young quarterback who's got some talent.
Yeah, give him some help in there.
Yeah, exactly. Let's name the Titans' number two
wide receiver. Who is their number two?
Yeah.
No idea.
Eric Decker?
Nope, not anymore.
Is he not there anymore?
Nope, he's gone. He's gone now.
Rashad Matthews?
That's probably it, boy. Yeah.
All right, the Atlanta Falcons right now are thrilled at the choices at linebacker that they have. And I think I'm going to go ahead and take advantage of that. I'm going with Leighton Vander Esch out of Boise State.
Smurf turf.
Yes, the Smurf turf. So Vander Esch going there at New Orleans with Pete at pick 27.
Okay, New Orleans. Well, I think I want to get Drew Brees another toy because they kind of shored up their defense last year. And my guy, my favorite tight end in this draft, is my dude from Penn State, Mike Gesicki.
He can dunk.
He's huge. He can catch. I'm going Gesicki here for the New Orleans Saints.
All right. Very nice there. I mean, it does help fill that void that was left by Jimmy Graham when he was good.
Yeah, they really had a tight end since then, like a good one. Was that Josh Hill they have now?
It's not a generational kind of talent there anymore. And at the very least, Gesicki gives you the upgrade that you would like.
Yeah, 6'5", 247, and he can jump out of the gym. So I'm going Gesicki.
All right, so Pittsburgh is up there with Frank. Everyone else, after Frank's pick, everyone has one selection remaining.
Yep. Trying to figure this out for Pittsburgh. Probably a...
Yeah, you think about that playoff game last year when they gave up 42 or 45 to Blake Bortles, so they definitely could use some help in the defense.
Is Rashad Evans still available?
Yes.
I believe he is, yeah.
I'm going with him for Pittsburgh.
Rashad Evans. Not the MMA fighter, Rashad Evans.
No.
Yes, and it's a nice fill of a void there.
He would have been a good football player.
With what happened with Shazier.
Yes, exactly. So
we have our pick ready to go for
all right, Jacksonville. Got their pick already ready to go here.
We're going Dart. Go Dart.
Yeah. Oh, the tight end.
The tight end.
Okay.
Yep.
How do you spell that again?
I don't know. He spelled it G-O-E-D-A-R-T. But
all right, that's how I got it. So Godart, the tight end, going to Jacksonville there. That makes a lot of sense. But I'm a little surprised two tight ends going here toward the end of the first round.
Didn't that happen a couple years ago? Wasn't there like a run on tight ends when like Njoku got drafted and then...
Yeah, the Browns.
Yes, O.J. Right. Howard.
Giants also...
They took Ingram from...
O.J. Howard to Tampa.
Yeah, there was like a run on tight ends.
To the Giants, right?
Yeah, it was Evan Ingram there and then David Njoku.
Yeah.
So, yeah, all right. I don't think that tight end class compares.
No.
But at the same time, it just, I don't know. Either way, Minnesota, pick 30. Pete finishing up his day here.
This is tough because now you get these teams that pretty much looks like they have everything. I'm going through Minnesota's depth chart, and they really don't have a weakness.
Honestly, if I'm Minnesota, I'm a little worried about how the corner situation looks after they threw all that money at Kirk Cousins. You might need a contingency plan.
Yeah, that's true. I was looking at running back, but they took one last year. Because I don't know if I trust Latavius Murray as a backup running back. And they lost McKinnon, right? And then he go somewhere else?
Yes, he went with San Fran.
Yeah, so that was one I was looking at. Cornerback, I mean, they got Xavier Rhodes, one of the best in the league. Trey Waynes.
Defensive tackle, Maurice Hurst still hanging out.
He is still hanging out, isn't he?
I'd say other best players available. Connor Williams, the tackle out of Texas. Taven Bryan, defensive tackle, Florida. And let me see here. Colton Miller, offensive tackle, UCLA. Isaiah Wynn, the guard out of Georgia. Ronnie Harrison, safety out of Alabama, and receiver DJ Moore.
I'm taking a lot of Bama guys today.
Worth it. The Chargers Titans left the draft. I'm just celebrating right now.
Man, what do I got for time here? I am stuck on this damn Vikings.
30 seconds.
Give me Connor Williams. I'm sure they could use some offensive line help. Yeah. Shore up the line.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
All right, Bill Belichick is back up with pick 31 in the first round. So the Patriots pick 31 here as Frank will end it with the Super Bowl champions. And, I mean, I think I've got to make, like, the most New England-y pick ever.
Wes Welker?
A cornerback that's rated in the fourth round?
No, I'm taking a guard in this one. I'm going Isaiah Wynn here.
He'll be an all-pro.
It's classic Patriots where it's not a fun pick, but... At the same time, It is exactly what they would do.
Yeah.
So it's boring. It's not sexy. It's the Patriots.
That's what they do.
And that's what they do. Frank, round it out.
With the Philadelphia Eagles, the Super Bowl chance.
They need a quarterback.
Still weird to say, by the way. The Philadelphia Eagles, Super Bowl chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, give him another quarterback.
Yeah, give him another quarterback. Luke Falk, no.
Oh, God.
You picked that backup for Foles.
Of all the names you could have spit out there.
He'll be a Super Bowl MVP in 2 years. Yeah, you never know.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to go with tackle and go Colton Miller out of UCLA.
All right. So three offensive linemen ending the draft there. All right, so to recap everything, we had a couple trades in this involving the Bills and the Patriots both getting deals done. So pick one, Josh Allen to the Cleveland Browns, and the Bills moving up to 2, taking Josh Rosen, giving up a decent amount to do so, but willing to do it nonetheless.
You call it decent, you New York Giants, you.
Oh, yeah, I will.
The Giants should get a giant return, not that return.
That is a pretty giant return.
Bam.
Boo.
But the Jets happily settling for Sam Darnold there at pick number 3. Cleveland, again, they double up. Saquon Barkley joining Josh Allen there.
And Carlos Hyde. Dope. So
yeah, okay. Carlos Hyde's not going to factor in anything. Baker Mayfield going pick 5 to the Denver Broncos. Bradley Chubb pick 6 to the Colts. Derwin James, the safety out of Florida State, going to Tampa at 7. Quentin Nelson to the Bears at 8. Roquan Smith right there at number 9 for San Francisco. The Raiders, while mad, settle for Minkah Fitzpatrick. Another Alabama guy right after that on the board for Miami. Calvin Ridley joining the Miami Dolphins. Then the Giants, after their trade down, they get the first of their 2 first-round picks in the return from the Bills. Jair Alexander, the corner out of Louisville. 2 Louisville players going in a row. Lamar Jackson going pick 13 to the Washington Redskins.
That's right.
As either the shock or the troll job of the roundtable mock draft.
Now,
I'm not sure
Pete
which
said,
to call.
Wow, you would have thought he would have slipped?
Yeah, I mean, 13 seems really high. I might get it because...
But it's the Redskins. So.
Yeah, you get these run-on quarterbacks, and everybody starts panicking.
Yeah.
But I just, man, 13 for Jackson.
Christian Ponder was picked 12th overall once.
Just, oh, that's true. I think Jake Locker was like 7 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Vita Vea, the defensive tackle going to the Green Bay Packers at pick 14. 15, Josh Jackson, corner going to Arizona. Darius Geis, one of the better players in this draft, and the running back going to the Baltimore Ravens. The Patriots trading up to pick 17 to take Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, that's how you do it, Giants.
The Seahawks getting offensive tackle Mike McGlinchey. Christian Kirk, the receiver, going to Dallas. Denzel Ward, corner of Ohio State, being drafted by Detroit. Meanwhile, the Bengals, after they had originally traded down and got an offensive lineman in that trade with the Bills, they settle for another one, offensive guard Will Hernandez. Mm-hmm. The Giants, with their second pick, they get Sony Michel, the running back out of Georgia. And then the Chargers, after they traded back, they settled on getting picks and also getting linebacker Tremaine Edmonds, a guy who was falling down the board there a little unexpectedly. Defensive tackle Daron Payne going to Carolina at 24. Receiver Cortland Sutton being paired with Corey Davis for Marcus Mariota in Tennessee. Leighton Vander Esch going to the Atlanta Falcons at 26. Mike Gesicki going to New Orleans there for Drew Brees to throw to. And then Pittsburgh getting linebacker Rashawn Evans out of Alabama. And then the Jaguars getting Dallas Goedert for Blake Bortles to try to throw it to. Maybe. We don't know.
So.
And then 3 offensive linemen ending the draft there. Offensive tackle Connor Williams going to Minnesota. The Patriots taking guard Isaiah Wynn out of Georgia. And then Colton Miller from UCLA, the tackle, going to Philadelphia to round out the first round.
I love the Giants pick of Sony Michel there.
I do too.
I think that's that. I thought that was a tremendous play.
You know, Geis and Barkley are a different level, but I think Michel has that second level.
Yeah, I mean, the way that they made that trade, they got the extra picks. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, who was the last good running back they had? Ahmed Bradshaw?
I was talking to somebody about that the other day. Yeah. They had, like,
Brandon Jacobs,
Ahmed Bradshaw.
Maybe Ron Dane. He was a very good
one. What was that guy from Boston? What the hell was his name? Andre Williams.
Oh, geez.
He was terrible.
Derek Ward. They signed from the
Rashad Jennings. Like, you know, guys
Rashad
like
that. Jennings was their best running back. Yeah. Geez.
Did they have Shane Vereen, too, at one point?
Yeah. He's still there, I think.
Is he still there?
Yeah.
He's not a running back. I don't know what that is. What's the Kevin Falk position called?
Yeah. He's a guy that's not good outside of the Patriots, basically, like Stephen Ridley.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Those guys.
Yeah, no, I liked that. I thought that was good. And the Dolphins pick surprised the heck out of me. I couldn't believe you didn't go Rudolph there.
I don't like him. I don't think he's going to be very good. I think it's a reach just to go up and get him.
Well, you don't run the Dolphins. You're picking for the Dolphins.
That's what I'm saying. If I am picking for the Dolphins, I don't.
Right.
No, Ridley makes a ton of sense though, because
they need a wide receiver.
They lose Landry. They need another guy to go with Devontae Parker.
Yeah, I don't think they're giving up on Tannehill yet. Like you take Rudolph,
no way.
I think they're going to give him one more year.
Yeah, we love what the Chargers did. We probably would have traded back with Washington if you guys came calling a little bit. But we're just they need a quarterback. Alex Smith doesn't throw the wide receivers, so why blow a top 10 pick on
with the Steelers too? Pick, I was planning on Rashad Evans being taken, so Vander Esch can go to Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
but as soon as
that was nice.
Yeah, as soon as there's a Vander Esch going Falcons, I'm like, I can get it. He's like, Evans would be available then.
Yeah. No, that's what they need too.
Yeah, they need another line.
I was just thinking about that Chase playoff year. Game when they lost Shazier and then like they just got torched by the Jaguars.
Yeah.
What do we think the biggest shocks were other than the Lamar Jackson pick?
I don't know, really.
New England trading up.
Yeah.
New England trading up, yeah.
I think just six quarterbacks in the first 16 got me. I could not believe that. But I could definitely see that happening.
It's something that we might have to prepare for, six quarterbacks in the top half of the draft, because of the fact that there is such a premium on all of these guys all of a sudden now.
Everybody is so desperate to get that guy, they're just going to swing for the fences. And
I still think it's a bit shocking that Brown's going with Allen at one.
Yeah. I will say that, but I think what happened here was it was a nice exercise in what could shake down in that event.
Oh, absolutely.
I think I'm happy that we did it this way.
Why'd you go Rosen too with the Bills?
To me, he's QB1, and he's got all the makings of what Bean and McDermott are looking for in a franchise quarterback. Hmm. That bigger guy, he's not gonna be using his legs all that much. Although I think he could if needed, and accurate thrower will make those big time throws when needed. But he gets the ball out quickly.
Yeah,
I think it's so fun that the AFC East here, except for the Dolphins, who still might take one second or third round here.
Yeah,
that's very true.
All got quarterbacks.
The AFC East, 3 out of 4 drafting them in the first round there, and there was a solid chance that they might have done it there at pick 11 with Lamar Jackson.
Well, I think you're right, Mike. I think the Dolphins do take one in the second or third round. Like I said, same before, they're not ready to give up on Tannehill. They'll give him at least this year to see how he does coming back from injury. But they want to have some insurance. I don't even know. I think they played that David Fales guy in the end of the last game of the season last year. He actually almost won the game for him.
I think that's kind of an explanation point that they want that they're going to take a quarterback playing that guy against the Bills.
Yeah,
that is true. All right, well, gentlemen, this was fun.
Mm-hmm.
This was fun. It was challenging. It was a little different, but I think not too perplexing. I mean, there were some shock picks, but not many. A lot of us just sticking to a board. There were some guys that fell unexpectedly, among the likes of Tremaine Edmonds, I should say, Daron Payne, Denzel Ward kind of fell a little bit. Mike McGlinchey making it out of the top 15 was a little surprising to me.
Chubb too going as
well.
Well,
he was
going
to be our pick for the Chargers.
Oh yeah, that's right. Bradley Chubb slid to 6 for the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
So there were some slides. There were some guys that might have been taken a little sooner than expected, but overall, not any drastic reaches. I think a lot of these guys that were taken are first-round caliber, and I think that it was a fun exercise here, guys. Mike, thanks for filling in for Nate.
My pleasure.
Nate, thanks for texting in, as you'll listen back
soft.
On this. Pete, thanks for coming in, man.
Hey, it's a pleasure.
Nate just texted saying thanks.
Yes, and I'd imagine I'll be seeing you hanging out with the gang.
I hope to be here draft weekend. I hope to be
able to make an appearance. I'd imagine we'll be seeing you around on that Saturday for day 3.
That's my favorite day of the draft, day 3. You get those diamonds in the rough. In the
day
3
is where
round.
You and I are geeking out about 4 through 7, and Nate's just like, hey, I'm here to host it, and we're hanging out.
Yeah. I love day 3. It's the best day.
Let's talk about the guy the Bills drafted.
it becomes more or less that. But I think that this class is a fairly deep one. I like this draft class. It's not getting enough love as a class as a whole because there's so much focus on these quarterbacks that, and obviously in Buffalo that's going to happen. But it's not just Buffalo. It is around the league and nationally that the quarterbacks are the first thing that everyone's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's for a reason. A lot of teams needing one here. This quarterback class is deep and good at the top. So
I think there's a lot to be said, though, about the rest of this class. And if the Bills don't manage to move from 12 and 22, or if they have to only move up slightly, that's a pretty nice way to go about it with this draft class. So, Pete, I'm going to ask you something really off the cuff here as we wrap this up.
Yeah, take me there.
What do you think? Who do you think does end up sliding in the first round? Who's the most likely player that would?
Boy. I think some of those secondary guys could go farther down. I think like a James and a Fitzpatrick. I haven't heard a lot of chatter about them. The wide receivers, too, aren't getting much love. I could see maybe 15 or 16 picks going off the board without a wide receiver being taken, which I don't remember the last time that's happened. So, yeah, I think I would say a receiver. I think you may not see a receiver go until the middle of the draft, which is unprecedented, at least as far as I can remember.
All right. And, you like your day three stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Got any sleepers or gems that you have off the top of your head right now?
Oh, boy. Sleepers or gems. I like Joel Lanning out of Iowa State. He was a quarterback/linebacker.
Oh, that says process all over.
I mean, this guy is a warrior. He is a warrior.
That says Buffalo Bills 4th round selection written all over it.
I really like him. And I like Anthony Miller, the wide receiver from Memphis.
Yes.
Yeah, he was a walk-on at Memphis. He's got great hands. Him and I think his quarterback, Ferguson, is a guy that you could see maybe make a little bit of noise in the NFL. So I would say Miller and Ferguson, look out for those guys from Memphis.
Where can everyone follow you on Twitter?
Oh, man, you guys can hit me up at Carges550, CARGES550.
Pete, thanks for taking the time, man.
Hey, man, it was fun.
Mike, thanks for hanging out with us again.
You got it.
And
where's this being posted anyway?
This is on WGR550.com on on-demand audio.
We making an
on-demand audio brought to you by Northwest Bank. Make the switch to Northwest and get back to living.
We gonna have a by any chance? We gonna have a write-up on this too?
Well, we'll have a slight write-up on this. I might post the mock in the description of how all the picks went. No, that would spoil it. Then no one listens.
That's true. Yeah.
So no, we will not. I will not have this written down anywhere.
Although, I will keep it. I will keep picks so that after the first row, we can go back and see how wrong we were.
Oh, yes.
That's a good idea.
You have to revisit.
Why don't you post this with, the picks in order and the trades that happened, and then they'll get them to listen to see what the trades were.
Okay.
And to see who was picked.
What I'll say in the description is the Bills trade up in this roundtable mock.
Pick one QB.
Little teaser, actually.
QB. Little teaser, yes.
Pick three, as you say in the biz. QB, wide receiver.
We got to tease them, Mike. Come on. It's how the business goes.
You
got to be able to tease them. So thank you, Pete. Thank you, Mike. Thanks to Nate Geary for contributing as well. Frank, another episode, and we're closing in on the draft. And we're also closing
in a week away.
We're a little more than a week away. I'm excited. It's time to start talking about this draft class as a whole, not just as the quarterbacks, even though it's got the reasons for it here in Buffalo, for the reasons that we're swarming all of these quarterbacks. We need to be able to focus more on this with the rest of the draft class. So, Frank, you and I will be back at this thing back on Wednesday. Thank you for listening to a crazy roundtable mock draft from the Leftovers podcast on WGR550.com. For Pete Carges, Mike Jafari, for Nate Geary texting us along the way, for Frank Arcuri, I'm Derek Kramer. Thanks as always. Peace out.